So, Jeff, you're walking for 10 days for Prostate Cancer UK. Can you just tell me what made you want to do this?
Well, it's... I didn't realise what a huge issue prostate cancer is in the UK. You know, statistics are absolutely scary. One man in eight will be affected by it at some time in their life. You know, one man in four if you're black. One man an hour in the UK dies from prostate cancer. You know, it's a horrendous set of statistics, especially when you bear in mind that if you catch the darn thing early on, you know, it's easily treatable. But the problem is that at the moment, you know, people aren't aware. People don't know when they might be vulnerable to prostate cancer. So we decided we'd try and raise awareness, you know, by doing a tour, basically, of football grounds. Obviously, men are the target of this campaign. Even though it affects, you know, physically men, it affects families and wives and daughters and sisters as well. So, I mean, that's why we're doing it, basically. We did 33 football grounds in the 10 days. It works out as 10 marathons in 10 days, and we finish at Wembley.
That's not too bad a finish, is it?
No.
You've got a great traction with this as well. We've got Paul Merson and Archie Gemmell here as well. Are you pleasantly surprised by the amount of interest that's gone?
Oh, yeah, right from the first day, you know. First day we had Ray Wilkins, former Manchester United and Chelsea and Milan, and England star Alistair Campbell came along as well. Second day we've had people like Chris Kamara and Charlie Nicholas, a whole host of rugby league stars as well, led by Phil Clark, the former Wigan rugby league star. And Wednesday we saw Tony Curry and Richie Humphreys were there. David Blunkett was waiting for us at Hillsborough, you know, as was Nick Clegg. Oh, yeah, we've got fantastic support, you know, day in, day out. Ian Botham came along with on Wednesday. So, yeah, we've had tremendous support from celebrities, but tremendous support from the public, who've put a lot of money into our buckets and collecting tins, and tremendous support from people who actually take part in the walk, you know. Most of the people on this walk, you know, either have prostate cancer or know somebody who has prostate cancer and is battling it now, or know somebody who unfortunately has died from prostate cancer, or in the cases of a number of people here who work in this sort of field, you know, we've got nurses and such like who work in that field where they are, you know, actively involved in the battle to tame prostate cancer.
Well, I'm joined now by the legend that is Paul Merson. Paul, lovely to be with you today. You're of course walking for Prostate Cancer UK. Do you want to explain to us a bit about the charity and what it means to you?
Well, it's just Jeff's asked us to do it. He's walking 10. I mean, it's a massive thing, but the awareness you've got to show. There's too many people dying from this disease, and you know, I think the amount of money, the more money we can raise, we can stop this and stop people from dying. And what Jeff and Russ have done has just been absolutely phenomenal. To walk 10 marathons in 10 days is some going. I've done one, and then I'm going to come back Tuesday. So, but fair play to them.
You know, how much have you raised so far? What's your final goal?
As I said, well, the goal was awareness. That was the goal, was awareness. You know, if you're over 50, if you have a family history of prostate cancer, if you want to pee a lot during the night, but you find that when you get there, you can't. You know, those are the sort of things that might suggest you are vulnerable to prostate cancer. So we wanted to raise that awareness. That was the goal, and make people... Men won't go to the doctors, you know, especially if it's not something below the waist. So that was the goal, but a nice byproduct of that has been the financial, the amount of money that's come in, the financial side of it, and we're not far off 220,000 now. I think we'll comfortably get past 300,000, which is beyond our wildest dreams.
You're currently 4 days in, so, you know, five days in.
Don't, we're 5 days in, honestly. We're halfway.
How are you holding up?
Yeah, I'm holding it well today. First two or three days were... Well, purgatory, I can't think of any other way to describe it, really. And after the first day and after the second day, I didn't see any way I would still be going by the fifth day, let alone the tenth. But I'm feeling a lot more confident about things right now, you know, feel a lot more comfortable. Today's been a glorious day weather-wise. I've walked with some fantastic people who told great stories and kept me going. And, yeah, I'm feeling really confident now.
Amazing. You've walked quite a long distance so far. How are the legs coping? And you doing all right?
Quite a long way. 26 miles.
Wow.
So, yeah, no, my ankles are hurting now. They are hurting. But, yeah, but I'm pleased I did it. Just going to walk over the bridge now to County's ground. We're outside Nottingham Forest to drown. So, yeah, and then it's finished.
Amazing. We, of course, are students here at the University of Nottingham, and we've spent a lot of time at the City Ground and County Ground doing various stuff. What do you make of Nottingham as a city of football? Two great historic clubs here.
Yeah, at the moment are pretty much struggling. I mean, as we talk now, Notts County's just been beaten 4 by Portsmouth. Mm. Forest, you know, just been beaten by Derby and are struggling. So, yeah, we need these teams back up. I mean, Derby, great traditional team. I mean, Juventus wear the Notts County kit.
You know what I mean?
So, two great clubs need to hopefully get back to where they belong, because at the moment they shouldn't be where they are, neither team.
Mm, definitely. Do you find that a lot of ex-players and ex-pros still want to do stuff like this, do these sorts of walks, you know, just to keep in shape and not feel like you know, you're not doing nothing?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, I just think it's for a great cause. I mean, if I'm being honest, I don't see myself walking 26 miles tomorrow morning for nothing. So,
exactly.
No, it's just for a great cause, and that's why.